Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. I actually have been doing research on topics rather than just literally talking on a microphone, I guess. But today I am going to be talking about social media versus real connection. So this is one of those, I actually have notes for this because I didn't really know how to go about talking about this without sounding, how do I put it? Like one of those people that are like, yeah, I know all about this, I know all about this, and I know all about that. So instead, I literally did research on the topic because I did not want to come in here uninformed. So basically, literally, we're going to be diving into something real. Like we scroll, we like, we post, but do we really connect? How social media can make us feel seen but lonely. Social media can give us, like, we can post videos all day long, but does anybody ever really notice us besides the, oh, you're beautiful comments, or, oh, you look so good comments? Do people really notice us outside of that? Even nowadays, today, people are so invested in, like, their phones and their likes, and I'm guilty of that. I'm so invested of how many likes did my Instagram post get, or how many likes did my Instagram story get, rather than, did I check up on this person today? Did I see if they were okay today? Yes, I may have called them beautiful, but do they actually feel beautiful? Like, you know what I'm saying? And we have that illusion of connection rather than actually being connected with somebody. Social media can give us the appearance of closeness, but we're not really close. You gotta think about it like that. Like, okay, this person just liked my post, and we don't really know them outside of Facebook. We don't know how they operate. We don't know what they do. We don't know this. We don't know that. And maybe sometimes we should talk to somebody and see how they're doing and maybe get to know them. But if we don't, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? If we don't want to get to know them, that's fine. But maybe try to check up on them because you never know what somebody else is going through. We can post, we can like, we can scroll, we can do this, we can do all that, but we'll never genuinely get to know somebody if we're not putting in that work. And I guess that's what I mean by illusion of closeness. Like, hey, you can genuinely go see that person in person, like run into them in person, but I bet you couldn't name like 10 things about them. You know, and maybe you don't want to get to know everybody, and that's fine. Maybe you do just want to scroll. But what if you took the time, instead of scrolling, to journal, to write out future plans, something like this, to genuinely journal, or give yourself time away from that screen for a while? You know what I'm saying? And I can be guilty. I'm guilty of that too. Like, I literally sometimes will just sit there and I'll scroll. But did I really take the time to journal today? Did I take the time to pray? Did I take the time to spend time and maybe like quietness with myself or my time with God? Because sometimes I can be guilty of that too. I'll be scrolling and I'll be like, oh, okay, I'll pray later. But I have learned to stop doing that. Like, I'm still working on that. That's something I'm still working on. But I've learned to stop doing that and, like, pray before I scroll. Or, like, at first I used to scroll before I pray. But then I'll be like, I'll pray later. I'll pray before I go to bed. But did I really take time that day to spend time with God? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So, we know people's lives, but we don't feel truly known. Like, we know what people have going on. We know that they just had a baby, and we know this, and we know that. But, like, did you ask them how they were doing after they gave birth? Or we know that somebody just lost a family member. But did we actually ask them, hey, how are you doing? Like, how are you handling this? Do you need some help? Did we offer anything up, like, not necessarily offer any, like, I'm talking about, like, help, like, maybe, like, I don't know how to put it. You know what I'm saying? Like, help. You know what I mean? But not like, how do I put it? Okay. But we posted, sorry for your loss, but we didn't ask them like, hey, how are you handling this? Like, hey, do you need anything? That's what I meant by offering. You know what I'm saying? So, and I feel like that's, I have been guilty of that in the past, but now I've learned that, like, if I'm just going to say sorry for your loss, that doesn't really help them. And anyway, so I'd much rather spend my time trying to help them rather than just trying to be like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry for your loss. But yeah, I didn't really do anything to help them or let them know that I'm here. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is eventually we can also start measuring our worth by likes instead of love. You know what I'm saying? We start measuring our likes and then we start measuring our worth by our likes. Like, our likes all of a sudden are what we are. Our likes are what who we are as a person. This person didn't like my post, so maybe they don't like me. Or this person didn't say I look pretty, so maybe they think I'm ugly. You know what I'm saying? And that is a true thing. Like, we never really... Like, here's the thing. We can post ourselves crying or something to make ourselves seem vulnerable, but are we genuinely opening up to somebody about how we feel? And then eventually, you don't know what somebody else is struggling with. So maybe if we just took the time to relate to somebody or genuinely took the time to get to know somebody and genuinely took the time to talk to somebody or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Because God created us for real fellowship, not filtered connection. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe go out and go talk to the neighbor about how cute their dog is. Or go talk to somebody about how you like their shoes or where they got them from. Because you never know how much somebody needs that. Like, maybe they're on Instagram waiting for their next like. But in reality, they're really just waiting for their next, like, compliment by somebody. Or maybe looking for somebody to, like, care. You know what I'm saying? Because some people don't feel cared about when they're so constantly in social media, you know what I'm saying? And I could be guilty of that too. Like, I could be like, oh, okay, yeah, she looks so pretty on here, but did I actually tell that person they look pretty today in person? Because maybe that's what they're waiting on, you know what I'm saying? And I should just take the time to do that and just make sure you let people know that you're genuinely there and present. And I know that this was a really short episode, but this is like a real topic, and maybe I can do some deeper research and take the time to actually dive more into that topic rather than just like, oh, 7 minutes, yeah, we're good. But I really did. This was one of the topics that I really wanted to talk about for me too, to let people know that there is a way to connect with people. There is a way to talk with people. And make sure that you are genuinely getting to know somebody outside of Instagram, outside of Snapchat, outside of Facebook, outside of whatever social media platform that you use, and genuinely talk to them because you never know what they're going through. That is all I have for you today. And yes, that was really quick, but I wanted to make it quick because this is to give you time to sit here and think about it. Go ahead and think about it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you don't need 20 minutes of me talking about this, but just take the time to get to know somebody. So that is all I have for you today. Make sure you have a blessed day and be positive. Don't be negative. Bye. Have a good day.